If one receives a field from his fellow and it did not produce, right? Planted it and everything was, you know, did everything normally, comes to the end of the crop and nothing comes up. So im yesh ba kedai lahamid kri. So if there's enough to make a heap, and how much is a heap? So says the Qati, it's sufficiently big to stand a shovel into winnow the crop. And this amount is equivalent to two sayers, which is actually not much. Chav letapel ba. So then the sharecrop is obliged to care for it. Because this sharecrop is obviously figuring, if I duck, I can go find a better piece of land that I can go for my effort, you know. But he says over here, if they've got a pre-agreement and it's producing two sayers, then he has to stay. He's obliged to stick to the agreement. And he has to stay around.
Is that if it's like more than a year, are you saying?
Yeah, if it's for a longer period. So, yeah, then he's got to stick around there, and more than a season. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, my kitzvah bakri. He says, what is the measure of a heap? In other words, how can you just fix it at one heap? What happens if it's a small field and a heap might be good? What happens if it's a massive field? You know, why are you fixing it on a certain amount? Surely there should be a difference between the different types of fields. So he disagrees with the first opinion. He says there's got to be a different level of amount for different size fields. Ela im yeshba kedai nefila. So says the it is only sufficient for droppings. In other words, the minimum amount should be the amount, the measure of grain which is used to sow back into the field. Whatever he sowed back into the field, that's how much you should need to get out. In order minimum, that's the minimum amount. That's your expensive. Yeah, that's basically your expenses. So it brings over here that actually the halacha is like the first opinion in the Mishnah, but with the opinion of Rish Lakish in the Gemara, which is that the field has to bring forth enough grain to make a heap containing two sayah plus your additional expenses. That's the minimum amount. So you have to at least get back out of the field what you put in, plus two sayer that you get out. And then if that's the case, then you would be obliged to continue, the sharecropper would be obliged to continue, looking off the field and sowing the crop.